There's something special about coming to this moment in the service, and it always touches me when I realize what we do when we commission someone to go to a foreign land. We both John and Anita are not foreign to this, but it one is aware, at least in some measure, of the things they face, the trials, the troubles, for Anita, the new language, the struggles that'll be. And yet, I do this morning with a good deal of joy and affirmation on the Lord's work in both of your hearts. And so we will proceed. I'd like to for John or Anita both to stand, and then John, you can answer these questions. Brother John, are you willing to accept this charge as from the Lord and by the grace of God to commit yourself to it as a faithful steward in the work of the Lord?
Oh, yeah.
Do you promise herewith to give heed to all the doctrines of the Word of God, to accept them as the rule and guide of your life, to teach and preach them in their purity, and to faithfully abide in them to the end?
Oh, yeah.
Are you willing to assist Brother Abel Quinteros in serving the church in Las Delicias in conjunction with the ministry at El Respaldadero, El Salvador, to do so in accordance with the instructions and teachings of the gospel and in all things to show yourself an approved workman in the vineyard of the Lord?
Amen.
You may kneel. Upon the confession of these promises, upon this confession and these promises which you have made before God and these witnesses, I herewith, in the name of Jesus Christ and his church, charge and commission you to serve as a minister of God under the direction of AMA and the local churches in El Salvador, to preach the gospel in its purity, to warn the sinner, to admonish the unconverted to repent, to teach, instruct, comfort, and encourage the believer. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, making full proof of your ministry. Likewise, give heed to yourself. Walk circumspectly. Read the word. Meditate on its precious precepts. Pray without ceasing, and in all things seek to be a faithful laborer in the vineyard of the Lord. To this end, may the Almighty God bless you and anoint you with his Spirit. Fill you with his love and use you mightily in building his kingdom through Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, just now we come to you in prayer and in gratitude for the ways that you work and the ways that you move. Lord, I want to thank you for John. I want to thank you for the blessing that he has been in my life, for the ways he has helped me to grow, for the ways that he has blessed our family. Lord, as he further ministers, as he spreads his ministry, as you increase his ministry and touch the hearts and lives of other people, I just pray, Lord, that you would work through him. Thank you for his changed heart. And I just pray that he would minister that to others. Guide him, give him grace and strength each day as he walks with you and as he serves you faithfully.
We thank you, gracious Lord, for how you have called John and Anita into your service. Faithful are you who have called, who will also do it. So, Lord, we just ask now for your special blessing and anointing on John and Anita both. And just now I ask for your loving favor to rest on Renita. Just thank you for her willingness to follow you into service. I ask that you would just grant her the ability to provide for the needs of the family through the avenues that you provide, as only you can provide. Grant your grace. Grant her clarity and wisdom in learning the language and learning to communicate your love and your care to the people around her in ways that only a woman can. So we just ask for your blessing to attend them now and each day as they faithfully walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You may stand, John. I'd like to ask, John here just to share a few words yet, a little about his work and so forth, and it could have been done appropriately ahead of time, but I guess we'll do it now.
When I was thinking about this, I told my wife, okay, if I'm a preacher, how am I supposed to act now? You know, real serious, and... Like I lost my best friend. I hope not. I hope I can still be myself. And I'll try to, I'm not very organized. There's a few things I really want to say, so I'll try to, if you're patient with me here, I hope I can say what I want to say. I have some verses that I wanted to read. And that's in just two verses in John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. Abide in me, I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abideth in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. As I was thinking about those verses, I had to ask myself a couple of questions. And this is for all of us. It doesn't matter where we are. But are we connected to the vine? We might say, we plug in to the right source, which is Jesus. If we are not bringing fruit in our lives and we are not fulfilled, we might want to ask ourselves these questions. And also, Jesus said that without me, you can do nothing. We want to remember this as we go, to rely on him and not to try to do things in our own strength. Now, as far as my job description, I would be, I'm going to be assisting, assistant pastor, which that means that I will be taking regular turns preaching and teaching Sunday school class and Bible study for prayer meeting. Some of you might find this interesting. The lead pastor there, the lead pastor, he was, I was at the children's home with him about 25 or 30 years ago. So it's kind of amazing how God works. I would have never thought that this would happen when I was down there. And also, I guess another thing, I would just be helping there at the ER or Resbaladero and at the clinic, whatever help is needed. I would like to just take this opportunity to thank all of you. When we thought about going to El Salvador, I thought this is impossible. There's no way we can do it. There were so many things, so many, like I said the other day, so many mountains that we have to climb, and here we are. So, but the only reason we've been able to do it is because a lot of you have helped us with so many different things. So also, we want to be accountable to you as a church. Pray for us that we could truly be able to reflect Jesus, and that he would be lifted up, and not ourselves, but people would give him the glory. So we will be flying to El Salvador this coming Thursday. We'll be there over the weekend. And then Monday morning, we head for Antigua, Guatemala, where we would be, I guess my wife would be studying Spanish for 5 weeks. And then we go back to El Salvador and stay there, and hopefully our lives are going to be back to normal. Thank you.
It'll be a new normal, won't it? I have a feeling that, John, you will be, while Renita learns a new language called Spanish, you'll be learning a new language called childcare. Is that right?